Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. I'm happy to advise that on September 2nd, 2021, my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God was released for sale. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh, and let me welcome you again to our radio broadcast here at Kansas City Christian Faith Center. So let's get right into the teaching on the meaning and the importance of faith. The meaning and the importance of faith. So if you have your Bibles, please open up to Hebrews chapter 11. That's Hebrews chapter 11. And we will read our foundational scripture we are using for this particular teaching. So if you found Hebrews 11, let's read verse number 6. And it says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him, God. For he who comes to God must believe that he, God, is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." Amen. So God is looking for people who are going to be obedient to his word, who's going to be consistent in the reading and the studying of his word. So we also see from the beginning that faith is important because without it, you cannot please your heavenly Father. And just like as children like to please their parents, then we should want to please our heavenly Father. And that's by living the word by faith. Although faith comes by repeatedly hearing the word of God, which is found in Romans 10:17, and is developed by putting the word into action, we must make sure that we do our best and the best to our ability in living in line with the Bible, the word of God. We should not have any strife, repress anger, hatred, unforgiveness, resentment, or any form in our hearts against anyone, including ourselves. Such an attitude can short-circuit our faith and thereby hinder us from receiving God's promised blessings. We must also be living moral and holy lives in keeping with Bible doctrine. We should also have a daily time of prayer and study of the Word in communion with our Heavenly Father. Let me repeat that. We should also have a daily prayer and study of the Word in communion with our Heavenly Father. If you are to become strong in faith, praying in the Holy Spirit consistently is a must. Praying in the Spirit is a must. Please go to the book of Jude. The book of Jude. a very small book. And we're going to read verse number 20. And it says, "But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit." Amen. So we are instructed by the Word of God to pray in the Holy Spirit, not only in our natural language, but also in the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues. Jude tells us that we build our spirit man up on our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. That is praying or speaking with other tongues according to Acts chapter 2, verse 4. Of course, it goes without saying that as children of the kingdom, we should be giving of our financial substance into the work of the ministry. At the same time, we will have established an avenue by which God can multiply back to us the seed sown in keeping with Malachi 3:10, the windows of heaven blessings for the tither. That's 10% of one's income. Now in Luke chapter 6, 38, it tells us about the good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over blessing, for giving out of the love for God and the gospel. Amen? Now, turn with me, please, to your Bibles, to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And go to verse 3 and 4. And it says, "But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of God, who is the image of God, should shine on them." Amen. Now let me read that same verse from the Amplified Study Bible. I told you I have several Bibles, and I read scripture from several of them as I'm doing my teaching and studying. And so I'm going to read that same verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 and 4, but I'm going to be reading from the Amplified Study Bible. And it says, "But even if our gospel, the glad tidings, also be hid, obscured, and covered up with a veil, that hinders the knowledge of God. It is hid only to those who are perishing and obscured only to those who are spiritually dying and veiled only to those who are lost." Verse 4. "For the God of this world has blinded the unbeliever's mind that they should not discern the truth, preventing them from seeing the illuminating light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, the Messiah, who is the image and likeness of God." Amen. Now, there is a lot going on or information given in those two verses, and I think it should be highlighted. So let's look at this before we continue. Number one, it tells us that the gospel, the good news, is hidden from the unbeliever because they haven't accepted Christ as their Savior and Lord, and the spirituals are spiritually discerned. Now, quickly turn to 1 Corinthians 2. That's 1 Corinthians 2. And we're going to read verse number 14. And we're going to confirm what I'm just saying about the scriptures are spiritually discerned and that the natural man cannot understand them. So if you found 1 Corinthians chapter 2, let's read verse number 14. And it says, "But the natural man unspiritual man does not accept or welcome or admit into his heart the gifts and teachings and revelations of the Spirit of God. For they are folly, meaningless nonsense to him, and he is incapable of knowing them, of progressively recognizing, understanding, and becoming better acquainted with them, because they are spiritually discerned and estimated and appreciated. Now, the natural man, now pay attention to this, the natural man can read the Bible, but they would never understand the hidden mysteries of the Bible because they have not been born again. Their spirits have not been renewed, and the illumination of God's word would not be revealed to them until they are born again. Amen? Now, let me say something about this, because there are people out there that are unbelievers that are highly educated and eloquent speakers, and they profess to be students of the Bible. Now, I'm going to call this person's name because he is a very eloquent speaker, and he really thinks what he is saying is the truth. But in reality, he is being deceived by Satan. Now, this person's name is Louis Farrakhan. Now, I don't know him personally, and I don't have any animosity towards him. Matter of fact, I used to listen to him on a consistent basis before my eyes were open and I understood what the truth really was. Matter of fact, what he talks about on the social issues, everybody say social issues. What he talks about on the social issues are 99% correct. But his spiritual knowledge on what I've personally heard him speak on is 100% incorrect according to the Word of God. If you ever have listened to him speak and you don't know the Word, then what you hear him say, you would think he's very knowledgeable of the Word. But what does the Word say? It says the natural man or the non-spiritual man does not accept or welcome or admit into his heart the gifts and teachings and revelations of the Spirit of God. Amen. So don't be fooled, tricked, or deceived by these eloquent speakers, these speakers who are knowledgeable. And just because they're speaking and they're at a platform, that does not necessarily mean they know what they're talking about, especially when it comes to the things of God. That's why the scripture tells us as believers to study, to show ourselves approved, a workman who need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. He is a follower of Allah, not Christ Jesus. Now, go to the book of Matthew, chapter 6. Matthew, chapter 6. And we're going to show you something here in regards to that. Because I've heard Mr. Farrakhan say that they believe in all the prophets and Jesus Christ. They say they believe in the prophets and Jesus Christ. He didn't say he is a follower and he subscribes to the teachings of Jesus Christ. He just says he believes in Jesus Christ. Well, I believe in Hitler too, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to follow him or pay any attention to any of his teachings. So Matthew 6:24, it says this. It says, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he would be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. So you either have to choose. You can't serve Allah and Jesus Christ. Amen? So number one, you must be born again. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The word also instructs us to be careful to how we hear and to be careful what you hear. Amen? Because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So that's why, as believers, you must be careful what you hear, because you can be deceived. Amen. Secondly, if one is not born again, do not spend any of your time discussing the word of God to them only. Only discuss the importance of the individual salvation. Because all the other things that you might discuss with him about the word of God, he's not going to understand. He's not going to understand. That is what they need first and foremost. It's the understanding of their salvation. Because again, the scriptures are spiritually discerned, and the natural man cannot receive these teachings. Thirdly, we learn that Satan is the god of this age, not the god of the ages, but the god of this age. Now, in the original King James, the Amplified, and the New American Standard Bibles, it says that Satan is the god of this world. Now, let me make this clear. When we think of the world as humans, we usually are speaking of the planet itself, the physical planet. Well, this verse is not talking about the physical planet, the terra firma, but it is talking about the world system over which Satan presides. That is why it is so messed up. This whole world is messed up. It's messed up because Satan has taken control of it because of Adam's disobedience. God is not running this world. Now, God is running the church. Satan is running this world system. Because we are living in this world system, we have to survive and function in it. Satan has given us the resources to overcome it in the same sense that it cannot, and I repeat, it cannot stop you from fulfilling your destiny. And I am talking about fulfilling it in kingly style. I'm talking about fulfilling it in kingly style. Go with me right quick to the book of Psalm. The book of Psalm 103. Psalm 103. See, the problem with a lot of Christians is they have forgot their benefits. They just forgot their benefits. Have you found Psalm 103? Okay, we're going to read verse 1 and 3 to 3. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is with me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all your benefits, and who forgives all your iniquities, and who heals all your diseases." So what I want to highlight is verse number 2. It says, "And forget not all his benefits." We have benefits God has provided us through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And some of those benefits are divine health, prosperity, and that's on that prosperity is over and beyond your job or your profession, a blessed family, and protection from Satan and his demons. These are some of the benefits that we have as Christians. So, Satan cannot stop you from fulfilling your destiny. And I'm talking about fulfilling it in a kingly style. I am not talking about just barely making it on a government check, but by godly benefits. Now, I'm not criticizing a godly check. I mean, if you need it to help you get to the destination where you want to go, then that's where you should go. But don't depend on that all your life. Now go to Deuteronomy chapter 10 and Revelation chapter 19. Deuteronomy chapter 10 and Revelation chapter 19. And I'm going to point you out something that a lot of Christians have probably forgotten. So Deuteronomy 10, verse 17, it says, "For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, almighty and awesome, who shows no partiality nor takes a bribe." Now go over to Revelation 19. Revelation 19. And we will read verse number 16. And it says, "And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings, Lord of Lords." So you are a king, and you just forgot who you are in Christ Jesus. That's why you are to live the kingly life. Jesus tells us, he said he came that we might have life and that we might have life more abundantly. So don't forget your benefits. Don't be deceived by Satan. And we do this by faith. Amen? Believers have a barrier to overcome because the God of this age, Satan, has blinded their minds. Because of Satan's deception, sometimes what the world thinks is obviously truth is painfully wrong. Go with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter 14. Proverbs, chapter 14. What the world thinks is obviously true is painfully wrong. So if you found Proverbs 14, we're going to read verse number 12. And it says, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but his end is the way of death." Wow. It says, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but his end is the way of death." Now, that's interesting. The scripture says there is a way. So that means there's more than one way that this man is dealing with. That is why Christ said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Now, Jesus says he is the way, the truth, and the life. So there's no other way. That's definitive. He is the only way, he's the only truth, and he is the life. Jesus Christ is God's Son, and he perfectly reveals God the Father to us. Although human beings have been created in the image of God, through sin, they have fallen from a perfect relationship with God. Jesus Christ is restoring believers to what they originally were created to be. Go to the book of 1 John chapter 4. That's 1 John chapter 4. Excuse me, 1 John chapter 5. That's 1 John chapter 5. And we will read verse number 4. And it says, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith." Amen. Now, I want to say something here about a word in this particular scripture. It says, "For whatsoever," or "whatever is born of God overcomes the world." That word actually should be "whosoever," because of whatever is not a human. It can be like a tree, an animal, a dog, a cat, or something like that. But a "whosoever" is a human. They're talking about us. So it would read like this: "For whatever or whosoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that's to overcome the world, our faith." Amen. The "whatever" or "whosoever" speaks of the new nature of the child of God. Regeneration That is our spiritual rebirth, provides victory over the world which is opposed to God. The faith that overcomes the world is faith in Christ Jesus as the Son of God who died for us. The one who overcomes the world obeys God rather than following the expectations of the world. If you love God, you will find obeying him a pleasure. Amen. If you love God, you will find obeying him a pleasure. Now, faith tested produces patience. Faith tested produces patience. Now, let's go to the book of James, chapter 13. James, chapter 1, and we're going to read verse 1 through 3. James, chapter 1, and that's verse 1, 2, 3. Well, you know what? I'm sorry, we can't do that. The clock on the wall is telling me I'm just about out of time. But please return next week where we continue our teaching on the importance and the meaning of faith. But please remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. For we walk by faith, not by sight. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.